It's time for your journey to better health. We have Dr. Brad Shapiro in with us from Ultima Health Chiropractic. And Brad, if you would, our standard disclaimer and our sponsors.
Yes, sir. Standard disclaimer. Please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a health care concern or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the health care provider of your choice, whether it's chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be, please seek out the health care provider of your choice. Then I want to mention our sponsors. First, we have Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. It's actually the church that myself, my wife Melissa, and our son Jackson, we all attend. Great group of people, headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad and his wife Lindsay. Really just been some great services yesterday, just some great worship, great messages that are all word-based, Bible-based. So definitely check them out. You can reach Abundant Life at 931-967-1187. Again, that's area code 931-967-1187. And we do Sunday morning services at 10:30 a.m. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service. And then they're associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. You can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. And they are doing Sunday morning services.
Well, there you are. Woo! There you are. Ultima Health Chiropractic. Let's go back to square one for people who may be tuning in for the very first time and tell them exactly what Ultima Health Chiropractic is and how you take care of body, mind, and spirit. What all is offered there?
You know, we offer all kinds of great stuff. Ultima Health, we did call it Ultima Health Chiropractic. We actually took off the word chiropractic. Mm-hmm. It's just simply Ultima Health. I mean, the full name is Ultima Health Chiropractic Wellness, but we mostly just call it Ultima Health.
Okay.
Because we've got chiropractic, we offer lasers, which these aren't the lasers that the bad guy uses in a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
These are low-level laser therapy. We offer all kinds of therapies, things like traction, electric stimulation, therapy beds, things like our roller beds and our aqua beds. We've got all kinds of nutrition. We just started our own line of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our own line. It's all custom based on what we felt like patients needed. And we have way more control over what goes into the products and the names and just all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
I do some mental emotional techniques. There's ways to reboot the brain around emotions, kind of like rebooting a computer around a virus.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Christian counselor on staff, Linda Gross, which she does a great job of just kind of walking people through, you know, some of the challenges that they face, whether it's anxiety, depression, grief. She does individual counseling. She does marriage counseling. She does family counseling. People of all ages, everything from young kids to adults, to everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an awesome thing that we have. We've also got a massage therapist, Kayleen Steele. Kayleen is awesome as well. She does all kinds of different massage therapy techniques, Swedish massage and deep tissue and hot stones and all these different things. So she's really fantastic as well and very thankful to have her on board. But we have an awesome team and just really excited because, like you mentioned, when you asked the question, you know, what do we do for mind, body, and spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And we are triune beings. We're mind, body, and spirit. So that's just the way God created us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got some needs for our body, our physical needs. We've got some needs for our minds and our emotions. And we've got some spiritual needs. And so we definitely, it's not uncommon for us to pray with patients.
Mm-hmm.
We have a prayer group every Friday. Everyone is welcome. It doesn't matter what church you go to. It doesn't matter what your background is. We'd love to pray with you. If you come in, there's no prayer pressure. So if you just want to sit and listen and just hang out, there's no pressure that you have to pray if you're not comfortable doing that. I'm a huge believer in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that just has really shifted in my walk with the Lord. I really thought prayer was just as simple as, you know, God blesses food, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says all prayers accomplish what they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more to prayer if you really want to get into it. There's no distance in spirit. So a lot of people are wondering, well, what can I do for Israel? What can I do for the circumstances in China or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most honest things I can tell you to do is pray. Prayer is just so, so powerful.
I can remember my dad on many occasions from his pulpit. I remember Dad on many occasions saying, you know, prayer is not a shopping list. That's what he used to say.
Yeah.
And he'd say, it's not a shopping list. It's a conversation with God.
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking, boy, it's just that simple.
It is. It is. It's very simple. A lot of times we have a tendency to overcomplicate it. But it is that simple. It's something that you can do by yourself in your prayer closet or in your car or whatever works for you. And then there's also something to be said about community prayer. I love getting together with my brothers and sisters in Christ, regardless of whether or not we go to the same building on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I just love for us all to come together. And it's so neat how the Holy Spirit will give you a piece, and He'll give me a piece of the puzzle, and He'll give somebody else a piece of the puzzle. And we begin to put all these pieces together, and there's just a flow and a unity that begins to happen as we just have a conversation with God, like you were saying. We're not given our grocery list. We're just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat how we all come together, and just we're all part of that conversation, just like you would be if you were at the dinner table with family.
Yep.
You know, you're with your brothers and sisters in Christ. You're with your Abba Father, and you're just having a conversation. It's really just a beautiful thing. But again, we do prayer every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Winchester office.
Mm-hmm.
So every Friday at 1 to 2 p.m., you're welcome to come yourself. You can call in if you have a prayer request and there's something you want us to pray for and you can't make it. You can just, if you want to come in and you don't necessarily want to pray, but you just want to sit in, that's fine as well. But we really want to open it up as a community service for people to really utilize and take advantage of.
Your chiropractic practice, you started your chiropractic practice how many years back?
So it was 2012, February. So it was, we're approaching 12 years.
That's amazing.
It is. It really is.
Were you at the very beginning of your chiropractic practice, were you at the place where you are now as far as seeing things, body, mind, and spirit, or were you just doing chiropractic adjustments? At what point did you expand into your holistic 360-degree approach?
I was, I guess, kind of somewhere in the middle when I bought the practice here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can imagine going into chiropractic school, I already had a fairly strong background with nutrition just based on the way I was raised, and I had a fairly strong background with exercise. You know, from the time I was 13 years old on, I had personal trainers, and I played real high-level soccer. Excuse me. I took supplements from, like, 5 years old on. So when it came to nutrition and exercise, I already had a pretty strong background.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got into chiropractic, learned more about the adjustments. There's hundreds of chiropractic techniques. So a lot of times when I would run into a stumbling block or a situation I wasn't sure how to handle, I would find somebody that was familiar with techniques that I felt like would help in that situation. I began to learn those techniques. Growing up, I would have called myself a Christian, but we didn't go to church very often. Where I played real high-level soccer, we always had tournaments on the weekends, including on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And so we mainly just went during holidays, you know, Easter, Christmas, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it really wasn't till within my first couple years that I really got to know the Lord very well, you know, living here in Winchester. And then the Lord put some people in my life, you know, some spiritual fathers and mothers, Pastor Jerry Yoakum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's since passed away. He was the pastor of Abundant Life Assembly of God Church, where we go to church now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad. He does a great job as well. But Pastor Jerry Yoakum was very much kind of a spiritual father to me. There's another lady named Miss Margaret that came into my life through Pastor Jerry. You know, she was very much a spiritual mother to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I really began to learn how to pray. That's when I really began to know that there was way more than being a Christian than just some sort of behavior modification program where, you know, you read the book and, hey, in this scenario, this is what you're supposed to do, or in that scenario, you should do that. And it's way more about intimacy with the Lord and in real relationship. And, you know, I began to learn that we really can walk with the Lord like Enoch. We really can walk with Him and talk with Him and be in intimacy and relationship with Him. You know, we're in a new covenant with through what Jesus did on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And the word covenant, it's like a it's like a legal document combined with intimacy and relationship. So it's this legal, you know, we're legally bound, but it's based on relationship and intimacy. It's not based on being pushy or shoved or, you know, going against our will or anything like that. It's something we agree to and want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, you talk about the journey that Ultimate Health has taken from the, say, just for instance, from the old location to the new location. And you've told this story a time or two on the program. If you'd like to again, that'd be great. But, you know, going from the old location to the new location, you were trying to figure out what direction the practice was going to go in.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another, and all of a sudden you're, all these different things happen, and it was just meant to be. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, it really was. You know, the Cliff Notes version of that story is I was in the old location, so I was in Dr. Jerry Anderson's building. It's a building right across the street from the hospital. Really neat building. I loved being there. Mm-hmm. I was there for several years, and I always felt like I was going to end up buying that building. You know, I bought the practice from Dr. Jerry, and I mm-hmm. Felt like I was going to end up buying the building from him and just kind of the whole shebang. And so I went through the whole process of looking into buying the building. You know, I'd been there for several years. I felt like it was time to go ahead and purchase the building. Mm-hmm. We were going through all the underwriter details, and we were, you know, him and I were talking, and I was talking to the bank, and it looked like we were getting really close to pulling the trigger on that. And around this same time, a good buddy of mine let me know that there was a clinic that was going up for absolute auction. It was Dr. Eichenberger's old office. He was an eye doctor, and it was coming up for absolute auction. And absolute auctions are exactly what the name implies. It's absolute. So you go in, and if you buy it, you're locked in. I mean, there's ways out of it, but it's very much a commitment. You know, once it's done, it's done. So I found out about this building, his building that was going up for absolute auction. I thought about it a little bit, but I wasn't very serious. My buddy that told me about it just kept kind of nagging at me. You know, Brad, I just really feel like based on what you're looking for and what your needs are mm-hmm. from an office standpoint, this would be a great fit for you. So the absolute auction comes up. It's on a Saturday. It's also the same day that I'd agreed to volunteer at the one-day event. Mm-hmm. So they do that one-day event every year. Of course, at the one-day event, they offer medical services and dentistry and clothes and food and prayer and all these different things. So I'm there doing chiropractic. And I called my wife that morning before I went into this one-day event, and I said, babe, this is going to sound crazy, but today they're having an absolute auction on a building that I really think we should take a look at. I'm not saying we're going to buy it, but I think it's definitely something we should take seriously and just give a hard look to. At that, right after I talked to my wife, Melissa, I called my consultant, basically told him the same thing. And so everybody met me there at this absolute auction. So I went, volunteered for a while at the one-day event, broke away from that so I could run over to the absolute auction with my checkbook. I get there. My consultant's kind of already checked out the building. He's very impressed with what he's seeing. I'd already had some conversations with some other people that had seen the building too and felt like it was a good opportunity. So the absolute auction starts. We get rolling. It's one of those things that goes 90 miles an hour. Yep. I end up getting the building. I'm somewhere in between excited, but also I feel like the dog that caught the car. Like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, what's happened here? What have I gotten myself into? So I'm kind of seeing stars at this point. I end up going back to the one-day event to continue to volunteer. And I just can't believe that this happened. You know, again, I'm excited, but a little nervous at the same time. Mm-hmm. The very next person that I begin to adjust is somebody that I knew from church. And I'm adjusting her. She's face up. She's looking up at me. I'm telling her, you know, what just happened, the whole backstory and what had just happened. Her eyes get as big as saucers. And she says, I cannot believe that. I was just in that building the Thursday before praying through it that God would bring the right buyer and give him a great price. Mm-hmm. So the very next person I saw. So it really was a meant to be. And that's been a huge part of my walk with the Lord that's really taken time to get used to. But I really want his perfect will, not his permissive will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any Ishmaels, whether it's with the building that we purchased, or the people that we bring on board as part of our team. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes over the years in those regards because I've turned it into what Brad wants versus yeah. what God wants. And
there's a difference.
There's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And so at this point in my career and, in my walk with the Lord, I'm very, very cautious who I let into the inner circle. I'm very cautious. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect or I'm going to catch it every time, but you better believe that if I bring in a Christian counselor or if I bring in a massage therapist or if we bring in, you know, members of our team down the road, new members,
mm-hmm.
You better believe that I've really taken the time to pray about it, think about it, talk with them, talk with my consultant, and just really – I've got to hear from the Lord one way or the other before I pull the trigger on something like that.
When you bought the building, tell me about the conversation that you had with Melissa right after you bought the building.
Exactly. I mean, her and Jackson were there when it happened.
Oh, okay.
You know,
and
also my consultant. But we're all just, you know.
I could just see her just sort of smiling.
Yeah. I mean, we all felt good about it.
Yeah.
Just the way it played out, it had to be God. But we're still human beings, and we're still trying to digest what in the world just happened because it happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been so, so neat. And that's, you know, the clinic belongs to God. I'm just the person that he's allowed to steward it. And
mm-hmm.
that's really the way I see it. And so that really plays in to this perspective as well. You know, when I first got into chiropractic and I got interested in these things, a lot of my clinical heroes were what I would call like one-man wrecking machines, you know,
mm-hmm.
guys that just could really handle just about every clinical scenario you can imagine
mm-hmm.
outside of traumas like broken bones. You know, these were guys that would see patients that had seizures and kids with seizures, you know, people with thyroid issues, digestive issues, headaches, balance issues, you know, blood sugar regulation issues, diabetics. I mean, just these were guys that could handle all these different things naturally, and that was really my goal in much of what I became. And then when I got to know the Lord and really understood that he's the great physician, and as Pastor Jerry used to say, it's not what you're doing, but who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it's Holy Spirit guided, and when I say that, that's not to say, I mean, I obviously rely on, you know, sound clinical practices. I go to a lot of seminars. I rely on science and research and so I'm not just, you know, out there in Never Never Land, but I'm also in prayer, you know, going in to see patients in the morning that, Lord, I Holy Spirit, have your way today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that if your perfect will is a part of this and you're a part of it, it's all going to play out the way it should. And we've really seen that with patients.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if I mentioned this to you, but we compared our 2023 numbers. So my consultant and I, Dean and I, we sat down and went through all the numbers for 2023 compared to 2022. And these are, you know, patient numbers and new patient numbers and Zoronas and nutrition sales. I mean, just all these different things that you would look at, all these analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that stood out is our number of new patients in 2023 compared to 2022 was much higher in 2023. So we saw a lot more new patients.
Mm-hmm.
But our overall number of visits was actually slightly down. And as I've talked to patients and, you know, Debbie and Kelly have talked to patients, and we've really taken the time to make sure why that is. The bottom line, most of the time we talk to people, they haven't come back because they're feeling so much better and they're doing so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord's really accelerating the rate at which people are healing, which is exciting. It's not the greatest business model,
yeah.
but it's exciting to see people get better faster.
It's not all about the quantity, it's about the quality.
The quality, yeah. And
yeah.
it's, you know, I still encourage people to take advantage of, you know, wellness and prevention. So we have a lot of patients that come in once a month because they feel good, but they want to continue to feel good. And
mm-hmm.
everything's working well, but they want to continue for everything to work well.
Now, and you've been at the new location for how long now?
Oh, gosh, 6 or 7 years. I can't remember.
That's amazing to me. And,
yeah.
And I know I've told this before 1,000 times, but it was just so funny. I went in for your open house.
Yes.
And your son Jackson was sitting there at the desk, front desk, and he was a youngster then. And I looked at him and I said, "Excuse me, sir, I'm here for your open house." He said, "Yes, sir." And I looked at him. I said, is the boss in? Without hesitation, said, yeah, I'll go get Mom.
That's so funny.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you take a look at how everything has progressed since you've been there, and you've brought on additional team members and everything. And do you think that overall your client base has really bought into the fact that it is body, mind, and spirit, and they open their minds up to that when they come in to be treated?
I do, and it's
that's huge.
It's evolved in a way that I never could have imagined 5 or 6 years ago. You know, it's the classic joke or saying or whatever you want to call it is, you know, tell God your plans if you want to hear him laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just, you know, I didn't, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't foresee us having a Christian counselor or mm-hmm. some of these other things. I didn't foresee us having our own line of nutrition. I just couldn't see a lot of these things. But again, there's such a huge difference between really praying in his perfect will versus his permissive will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we'll try to steer God, and he's like, you know, he's that Abba Father. I mean, he loves us. Mm-hmm. A lot of times he'll basically say, oh, well, if you really want to do it this way, you know, I'll permit that to happen. But if we'll be patient for his perfect will and really want that and really trust in that, even if it may be a little bit different than what we have in mind
mm-hmm.
or what we think should or should not happen, it's a huge game changer. And, you know, to see it come together in that way, and to see patients buy in, like you were saying, to what's happening and what God's doing through all of us, it really is just remarkable. And, you know, I planned, and, you know, I sit down with my consultants, and we have 5-year plans, and we have things like that. But I'm always open to, at the end of the day, God, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you want to see this thing come together? Who do you want to be members of the team? And sometimes it makes sense on a human level, and sometimes it doesn't till after the fact, down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says his ways are higher than our ways, and his mm-hmm. thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And to really be open to that has just been huge. And it's so much less stressful, because I'm not God. I don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I just kind of let him in, and I'm focused more on being obedient to what he wants to do mm-hmm. versus what Brad wants to do, it's a huge game changer.
I've told this before on my Facebook page, and this goes right along with what you were saying just then, Brad. I can remember a time, this was years and years ago, and I can remember a rough time. And honestly, I just went up to the Memorial Cross at Suwanee. I just sat there on the hillside.
Yeah.
And, you know, and out loud, no one else was around or anything, and just out loud, I said, you know, God, this is too big for me. It's
mm-hmm.
yours.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I prayed, I said, okay, God, it's yours. I will accept your answer in your time.
Yes. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And so the thing was, the answers came over a period of time. And with me being human like everybody else, there were times I would actually say, God, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
You know. But then what happens is, over a period of time and all the answers come and everything turns out great and everything, then what you realize is that when you look back, you realize that every step that God took in your life made all the difference in the world and made all the sense in the world.
Yep, absolutely. I mean,
you
it's
know, you've seen this.
I have, and it's a lesson I still have to relearn on a regular basis, because mm-hmm. It can be tough.
It's hard to let loose of control.
It is, you know, especially when things are really rolling mm-hmm. or you're operating in the other extreme where things seem really tight or stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to not want to take the reins and just do it your way.
Yeah.
But there's just there's nothing like just almost have this visual of us as little kids holding God's hand. And you're just, you know, hey, Dad, what are we going to do next? Mm-hmm. What's it going to look like today? There's nothing like that childlike faith, where we really trust him with every aspect of our lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, our careers and our ministries, our minds, bodies, and our spirits, our families and our friendships, our finances. You know, there's more written about the Bible about money than heaven and hell combined. You know, Lord knew that money, finances were going to be a big deal,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people have a hard time letting go of finances.
Oh, yeah.
But when we really trust him in those ways, it can just be huge in terms of what happens. But no matter what happens, it's still worth it, because you're with your Abba Father.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you pray for a situation you're going through or whatever, if you'll just basically say, I will accept your answer in your time, no matter how much time it takes.
Yes. You know? Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
There we go.
All right.
Closing comment.
Yes, sir. Once again, my name is Dr. Brad Shapiro with Ultimate Health, available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can reach us at 931-967-6308. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ultimatechiropractic. Check out our website. It's www.ultimatehealthtn.com. And then also check out our online store. You can go to shop.ultimatehealthtn.com. All shipping is absolutely free. All of our new line of nutrition is available on there. And then I want to remind you guys, our special ends January 31st. So this Wednesday, the special ends, where if you get one of our 14-day detox kits, it comes with four products, a manual that's very user-friendly, shows you how to eat, how to use the products. But if you get one of those 14-day detox kits before this Wednesday, you'll get a 20% discount. And if you get 12 of our Zerona Z6 body fat sessions, so that's our body fat laser, if you get 12 of those sessions, we'll throw in a detox kit absolutely free. But both of those specials, both of those New Year's Eve specials, end this Wednesday, January 31st, so definitely take advantage. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you Monday of next week at 7:05.